Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. This hour, you are the reporters. You are the analysts. You are the experts. You are the guests. It's a full July 3rd hour of open phones, beginning right now with a call in for Egyptians in our area, as the deadline has just arrived for Mohamed Morsi to reconcile with the protesters or face a military coup. So, Egyptians, you may have your own 4th of July revolution happening right now. So, Egyptian Americans listening right now, call in and tell the rest of us, is this what you want? No matter your problems with Morsi, do you want your first elected president removed by the army rather than voted out in the next election? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll put you right on as we also follow events at this deadline hour for a reconciliation that the military ordered 2 days ago. Otherwise, they would be taking over at this time. 212-433-9692. If Morsi is turning out to be a bad president, why not protest his policies and pressure his government to do the right thing and then vote him out of office in the next election? 212-433-9692 if you're an Egyptian-American. And I understand that he's been consolidating power, weakening branches of government that he doesn't control. It doesn't sound like a model of democracy. But is the answer to trust the military to set up a better constitutional process? 212-433-WNYC for Egyptian Americans and our listening audience, 212-433-9692. And I'll just give you this one little detail off the AP wire. Morsi has officially refused to step down at the deadline and told the military not to take sides in this dispute. So they are definitely at the witching hour here, with everybody seeming to be digging in on their positions and who will act and how will they act yet to be determined. I'm not sure it's going to unfold in a matter of minutes just because it's now that time in Cairo, but it might. So we're keeping our eyes peeled, and we'll bring you any developments that actually come about as we have this conversation. But the question is on the table, and obviously I'm not taking Morsi's side here, but I'm posing a question that many Americans may be thinking, watching all this instability. If Morsi is turning out to be a bad president, why not protest his policies and pressure his government to do the right thing and then vote him out of office in the next election? He is your first elected president. Do you really want to start all over again and trust the military? While in Manhattan, thank you very much for calling in. You're up first. Hi.
You're welcome, Brian. Thank you very much for taking my call. Well, thank you for posing this question. Well, the question, to answer your question, first of all, why not protest his policies? The Egyptian people have protested their policies for the last, I would say, you know, to be more specific, 10 months. And they were all bluffed. Nothing happened. Every single thing that he calls a quote-unquote concession or a deal, it's always unnamed, and there are always secret meetings happening behind closed doors, which I'm sure upsets every single American and Egyptian-American or anybody who have any type of dignity and belief in their government. As far as the deposition of President Morsi, is not happening by the army's hand. The army did not interfere until the last minute when they saw 35 million people all across Egypt. Egypt is not only Tahrir Square. Tahrir Square can only take 1.2 million people.
Right, whatever the number is, but everybody's estimating it in the millions at some level. But what would be so bad if everybody criticized the Morsi government for all the things you say and then 4 years from now elected somebody else who promised to do it in a more open way?
The thing is that what the world does not seem to understand about the Egyptian people is that we don't have time. We have been occupied, and our dignity has been taken away from us for the last 2,500 years since the first Persian stepped foot into Egypt. and then followed by the Greeks, then the Romans, then what have you. I don't need to get into Egyptian history. Egyptians right now at this point do not have any patience for three more years. It's just that. Mm. And me as an Egyptian American, I came here and I was 18. And you know why I came here, Brian? I came here because I could not stand the hypocrisy and the unfair treatment of everybody. Mubarak was terrible ruler. I'm not saying anything in praise of Mubarak. I was one of the first people, my friends and I, to protest against him. And guess what they did? They suspended us from college. Thank God the Hofstra took me in so I could finish my degree. So
that's great. You're willing to roll the dice and start over, trust the military enough to set up a whole new constitutional process and a whole new round of elections and hope it's going to come out better.
That's what I'm hoping. And I think this time around, the military has already gained experience for the last couple of years. So did the Interior Ministry, which is basically the police department. So
there you go. Well, thank you for starting us off. Good luck to you. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
And let's go to Ahmed in New Brunswick. Ahmed, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. So I'm making a couple of points here. First, we are calling for a new election, actually. So we are not calling for any military intervention, although the military intervention is welcomed as long as it's on the side of the people in the streets who are asking for getting Morsi out. The second point is we are asking for that because Morsi and his regime turned out to be a fascist regime, trying to control all parts of the government, not listening to the people, not listening to the opposition. And we don't want something happening in Egypt the same like what's happening in Iran after the revolution, that we have a regime that stay in power for 40 years claiming to be democratic, although he excluded all opposition, real opposition voices. And the third point is Morsi, when he won the election and came to power, he won only after making a coalition with liberals and different companies, and he barely wins with like 50%. And after that, this coalition has fallen down. And in any democratic country, when such a coalition has fallen down, you call for a new election. So it's a natural process. But then you just use this coalition to come to power, and as what happened in Palestine, in Gaza, when Hamas take over power, once they come to power, you just grab the power and won't leave. So that's why we are calling now for re-election and welcome military intervention only if it's in the sight of the people and to resume the democratic process.
Right. So you don't even trust that Morsi would actually stand for re-election in the cycle that was laid down in the new constitution, rather than somehow plunder that and make himself a dictator. That's what you're saying, right?
I couldn't hear you well. Can you say that again?
I say you don't even trust that there would be a re-election as opposed to Morsi making himself a dictator if you were to try to wait, right?
Yes, exactly. I don't trust Morsi that there will be any future fair election. There might be election like what's happening in Iran, where only people from one side of the spectrum come to the election, and everybody else is excluded, and they call it democracy. So I don't trust Morsi. And there are, for example, they want to do a law for the parliament election, and for more than 6 months now, they can't make this law. And the reason is they try to make a law such that it makes it easy for them to stay in power.
A law. And I'm going to move on and get some other voices on. Ahmed, thank you very much. I hear what you're saying about them trying to make a law that would make it easier for their party to stay in power in parliamentary elections. A call in for Egyptian Americans on what's going on in Egypt right now. This is the deadline that the military has set for Morsi to either reconcile with the protesters or have the military step in and take power. 212-433-WNYC. Egyptian Americans, is that what you want? Do you want your first ever democratically elected president removed so quickly by a military coup? Is that going to give you a better democracy? 212-433-9692. And Reem in Oradell, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, Brian. Thank you. I think that people are incredibly sensitive in this time, because Morsi is from the Muslim Brotherhood, I think that really is the core of the problem. I think that had this been another group in power who would perhaps have done the exact same things Morsi had done but had not been a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, I don't necessarily think things would have gone to this point. And, I mean, there might have been protests, there might have been discontent, but for people to all come out and call for his stepping down within a two-day period, I really think this has to do with the fact that he's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, I don't support them.
You mean they're more people are more critical of him, like a bias against the Muslim Brotherhood?
Absolutely. I think people in Egypt are not fond of the Muslim Brotherhood, especially within their political realm. And I think that this is really, really touching a chord with them. And they just do not want to see the Muslim Brotherhood in power.
So do you think this is this set of protests, though? We usually hear that it's about Morsi seizing too much power for himself and his branch of government, and that it's about jobs, that this is also against the idea of Islamist rule, as Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood Party are imposing it, that they're going in the direction of Iran or the Taliban or Saudi Arabia, or that people feel that kind of theocratic drift?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people over there, talking to a lot of family relatives, and I'm telling them, do you really want to go back to military rule? I mean, we just had a revolution 2 years ago. And what everybody's consistently telling me is that Anything is better than the Muslim Brotherhood. You know what? If we have to go back to military rule, so be it. But anything but the Muslim Brotherhood, we do not want to be the next Iran.
But why would that be the popular sentiment? I thought the Muslim Brotherhood is extremely popular. That's why they won so many elections, and that the idea of an Islamist government, maybe not an Iranian style, but some kind of Islamist government in a new way, not a secular government, is what a lot of Egyptians want.
It's interesting. I think that the portrayal of what the Egyptian people want outside of Egypt is a little bit different from inside. Yes, they do have a lot of support within Egypt. They did win the elections, but keep in mind that the elections were between Morsi, who was Muslim Brotherhood, and Shafiq, who was part of the old guard. And people really didn't know which way to go during those elections. And so they figured, okay, well, I guess a new set of politicians would be better than the old guard. We just had the revolution. But from what I'm seeing, there's a huge divide in the country. There's a huge support pool for Morsi and the Brotherhood, but there's really also such a huge group of people who just don't want to go in that direction at all.
Thank you, Rima. I really, really appreciate you calling in. And Mona in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mona.
Yes, hi. The key thing that I think Americans are missing, that Egypt had no democracy for a very long time. So running an election without a constitution that effectively controls the process ended into having the only more organized group, which is the Brotherhood. And it's really a minority. They really don't reflect the people. It's a very small group. It's a secret organization. People don't even know what they're debating. Most of Morsi's decisions came in the middle of the night without any debate. The moment he took power, he moved to dismantle everything, including the court system. He appointed his own prosecutor general, only prosecuting the opposition. So the only way out is to really start all over again and have a real constitution, a real election, so we can move forward. But to expect the Muslim Brothers to do that is an illusion. Look what happened in Gaza. Hamas took over, and there is no more elections after that. And we have to also call attention that Morsi himself has been accused within the court system. He was in jail. He was released out of jail by Hamas, who killed many Egyptian policemen. And he's an escapee from jail. So he's running the country based on an agenda that's a secret for everybody. The population doesn't know what he really is all about. So every promise he gave, he broke. So what, they will wait for another 3 years until Egypt becomes Iran?
Mona, thank you very much. Until Egypt becomes Iran. Well, I think we have one caller on the board who may be on the other side of this question. We've been hearing a very consistent set of messages from Egyptian Americans in our area. Omar in New Brunswick. Omar, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Brian. How are you doing, Brian?
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Brian.
So what are you thinking?
Well, Brian, the situation in Egypt is very, very unfortunate. Remember...
Omar, turn, do me a favor. Turn off your radio because I think it's confusing you. We're on a seven-second delay.
I'll turn off the radio, Brian. Yeah, I'm talking about the latest unrest in Egypt. It is very, very unfortunate. I begin to ask myself, did Egyptians really know what they want? Because Mubarak was ruling Egypt for almost 30 years. These are the same people who stood up and demonstrated against Mubarak and said, we don't want this regime anymore because there is no total freedom. People don't have their rights in Egypt. And now this present government, Mohamed Morsi, was being elected by the majority of Egyptians. And now the same people stood up demonstrating against his regime. And I think the ultimatum given by the army forces is very, very unfair to Morsi's government. Whatever be the situation, whatever be the problem, I think they have to sit down and look for a solution than giving him ultimatum. Now, if they decide and said, okay, we don't want Morsi, you have to go for a new resolution or for a new government. Remember, Mohamed Morsi, he had more supporters in Egypt. Now, whoever is coming to rule Egypt after Morsi, when his supporters also stood up and said, we don't want the government, what do you think is going to happen in Egypt? I think...
But what, let me jump in and ask you, because you've been hearing all the previous callers and, frankly, all the other ones who are on the board, and you're going to be our last call, but we could go call, and hear a lot of argument like the ones we've been hearing from our previous callers, that Morsi doesn't just have policies that people disagree with. He's been destroying the brand new democracy from day one, and that if you wait for another 3 years for his scheduled reelection to come about, one, he may have grabbed power so much that that election never happens. Two, he may be moving Egypt in the direction of, say, Iran, where it's the kind of theocracy that isn't even a democracy anymore, so that it's better to start over, call it a false start, start a new constitutional process under the supervision of the military, hope they take it seriously and just don't turn it into a military state, and start over. You've heard all your fellow former countrymen arguing that. What would you say?
Yeah, Brian, I think the country is being governed by a constitution. I think after the exit of Mubarak, they draw a new constitution, like, to govern the country. And they had legislators or parliamentarians that helped Morsi to rule the country. I think they have to pass through a proper process by taking him out of the office, like for the parliamentarians or the legislators, to have something like a vote of no confidence than what they are currently doing on the street of Cairo. I don't think it's going to help the situation. But remember, the other side is also demonstrating supporting the president. We are all calling for a peace in Egypt. The situation is not going to help. They have to sit down and find a better solution to that particular problem.
All right. Omar, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you Egyptian-Americans who called in to weigh in on what's going on over there. Obviously, we'll keep following the events closely throughout the day on WNYC News. And the deadline has passed now for Morsi to reconcile with the opposition or face takeover by the military. The latest is simply that as of about a half hour ago, Morsi publicly announced that he refuses to step down, tells the military not to take sides, and it's very tense, obviously. Millions of people are still in the streets, and we will see what happens. Thank you for letting your voices be heard, and you can continue to have the conversation on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.